Alexander Bresny. Dr. Bresny is the health officer for Grant County, Washington, and also the medical director of the county public hospital system. He's a physician, did his residency at the University of Texas, and his MPH at the University of Kansas.
Thank you. And thank you for coming. This is a story of two outbreaks that I will share with you. One is outbreak of pertussis, the other one is measles. And I will share with you a lot of numbers, so please bear with me. I am a person of numbers, quite analytical too. Some of you may not be. Please bear with me. I have nothing to disclose. First, I will talk to you a little bit where Grant County is. We'll go from Wisconsin to Washington. I will share with you 2008 measles outbreak and a little bit of a background about it and about the cost related to it. Same I'll do with pertussis, and then I'll talk about comparison of those two. So Grant County, Washington is located in the central part of the Washington state. It's approximately 1.5 hours west of Spokane, about 2.5 hours east of Seattle. It is one of the largest counties in the state. It's about 2.5 times the size of Rhode Island. It has 87,000, it had 87,300 population of 87,300 in 2008, a little bit more in 2010. Of those, 57% is white, 38% Latinos, and then there are other populations represented. Approximately 18.6% are below poverty level. The main sources of income are agriculture, tourism, hydropower, and government services. I would like you to know the background about our agency. We are a board-governed governmental jurisdiction, local health jurisdiction. We have two branches, in our larger cities. And we employed about 24 individuals in 2008, 20 individuals in 2010. I think the story of shrinking in our resources, rural public health, et cetera, is quite apparent here. If you compare the budgets 2008 and 2010, I can tell you the 2011 budget was approximately 1.6 million, and the 2012 budget will probably be 1.5 million, which will be approximately 25% reduction in our rural health jurisdiction over the last basically 3 years. I will focus a little bit on the non-categorical dollars. As you know, those are the dollars that are not bound by contracts, and that's the dollars we use for communicable diseases. And as you see, it represented approximately 25% of our budget. That's dollars that we can use for outbreaks. Even though we don't budget for outbreaks, we use these dollars for outbreaks. So the measles outbreak in 2008, I will never forget any of those outbreaks. We were sitting in the room, and a phone rang, and there were measles, which measles in 2008 were still pretty rare. There were two outbreaks going on in the United States, one in Michigan, one in Arizona. And we, between April 11, 2008 through June 2008, had 19 cases in 7 weeks. They were all linked to a large gathering in the western side of the state where there were representations from other countries, including Japan. This particular virus was then linked to the Japanese strain. As you know, measles is more common, or was more common, in Japan at that time. The age of the individuals were 9 months through 23 years of age. 18 out of 19 were not vaccinated. They were also mainly homeschooled. And I will say that the 19th case that was fully vaccinated with 2 doses of MMR was unfortunately immunocompromised. And that's how this came about. So now the numbers. The total outbreak, 19 cases, the total cost was $236,804. This includes approximately 57% by our jurisdiction, approximately 30% by the clinics and the hospitals in our county, approximately 21% for Department of Health, Washington State Department of Health, which is state jurisdiction, and then you have about 9% by the regional support. That's the regional epidemiologist and also regional staff. We had a little bit of help from the region during that outbreak. I can tell you that the pervasive motive is here that measles motivates people to do something about it. As you will see in pertussis, that is not the case. The slides depicts the same the pie chart showed. Maybe I'll return back there and I'll show you that at the bottom, the total cost of outside to outside agency basically was 42.6%. If we were just adding all the money that was spent, everything together, 42.6% was not borne by us, which is a good thing. On the other hand, $135,000, as you see in this one, is still a lot of money for our jurisdiction. Salary benefits, not surprisingly, approximately 49% of that total cost. So that's where the money goes most of the time. 15% went to overhead, 19% to vaccine. We did purchase vaccine from our own resources because we felt this was an independent intervention. Approximately 11% was donated by exempt staff. I'd say donated. It was the exempt staff overtime value. In other words, the exempt staff does work quite a bit during those outbreaks overtime and doesn't get reimbursed, so we put some monetary value on that. You also see that we paid about 5% on supplies and travel, and volunteers also donated approximately 600 hours of their time. Now, this is the distinction to be made between direct cost, which is what do we have to go to the bank for, and then the indirect, the overhead donated time. So you see approximately 73% of that was what we had to go to the bank for, so extra $100,000 that basically went and disappeared from our non-categorical budget. That means we cannot spend time on anything else if we are focusing on outbreaks all the time. If I was to express these numbers per case, and that's something you will not find in the literature very often. That's why Jeff Ketchell, who is our administrator, and myself have really wanted to express that per case. $5,239 if it was in cash. If I was to add the donated time and everything that our jurisdiction spent, it is now $7,150. And if I was to count the all agencies' totals, which is the state, region, and also the clinics in our community, then it becomes $12,463,000 per case of measles. Now, you know that one MMR costs $50. Two series, that would be about $100, $120 per case of measles. You may have heard about a report last week that measles vaccine may not be just as effective as once thought, but it's still one of the most effective vaccines we have, and therefore it is most effective intervention that we have in public health. Unfortunately, I cannot say the same thing about pertussis. If I was to express the total cost to our budget, it would have been then 5% of our total budget went to this particular one outbreak. During that year, we also had foodborne diseases outbreaks and many other outbreaks that we had. And I think that goes, if you go back to our rural county and what it consists of in terms of population and main industries being also agriculture, among others, and tourism, you notice that some of these outbreaks and mobility of that population is quite a factor in that. So 18.1% of the budget that was the flexible non-categorical budget was spent on that one particular outbreak. The rest is something I already mentioned. So now to the pertussis outbreak. The pertussis outbreak is still ongoing. I was hoping that by the time we submit this and I talk to you about it, it's over, but it isn't. It's getting worse too. So the story potentially could be more difficult to talk about, but 57 cases to date by mid-October in the last 13 months. I will talk specifically about 2010, but I do have some data I will share about 2011. I will say that in 2010 we had 28 cases, and 59% of those cases were at least partially vaccinated, which is better than measles, but of course the vaccine itself and the bacteria do share some, do have some specifics about them that makes the intervention vaccination, that is, being a little bit more difficult one. We have an unknown index case. We don't know where it came from. We had one fatality, which was a 22-day-old infant that unfortunately didn't survive this case of pertussis. And the range was 22 days old through 67 years old, and numerous contacts, as depicted, were associated with these. The total cost of 28 cases, that's 2010 numbers, was $63,613, so quite less than the measles. I'll also say that if you look, the bulk of that, 92%, was the Grand County Health District, which is our local health jurisdiction, and the other 7% was region. But there really wasn't much assistance from the state on this, and it's difficult to express healthcare costs because the disease is sort of lingering. It lingers throughout the community. If you have 10 cases, you probably have 25 or 50 others that you don't know about, and that's the difficulty with expressing the true cost of the pertussis outbreak. If you look at the cost to outside agencies, it would then be 7.6%. You may remember it was 49.2 or somewhere in that neighborhood for measles, so a 40.2, rather higher number. If you look at the cost to the our jurisdiction, you notice that 75% was to salary and benefits, which is much more, of course, than in the case of measles, and or close to the case of measles, and 23% overhead, and then minimal time spent on travel and supplies. You could be thinking, well, why was there so much more travel and supplies in the case of measles and not for cases of pertussis. And I think it's pretty obvious that we do spend much more time on the phones with pertussis, and we were actually enforcing health officer orders in the field to the individuals that is quarantined, et cetera, in measles and not really in pertussis. The intervention being much less robust, and the actual evidence what to do in case of pertussis outbreak in the community, the literature that's published, I think, is that there's so many things you could do, and yet very, very little of that is evidence-based. The breakdown by cash versus non-cash, 77% spent on was a direct cost, and the 23% indirect. And if I was to express it similarly as a part of the total cost, then for the cash dollars, it would be $1,622 per case of pertussis. If I was to count total, including the donated time, et cetera, it would be then $2,102. And if I was to add it all together, then it would be $2,272 per case of pertussis. Now, prior to us submitting this, about a week or two, MMWR published a similar cost analysis for pertussis outbreak in Nebraska. And their cost was around $1,400. So I don't think we are so much off. I think we are really counting every little penny we could find that this costed us. And so realistically, I think it could be more expensive to do public health and outbreaks in rural jurisdiction than it is in larger one. This then represented 2.4% of the budget in 2010, which is a smaller proportion than the measles outbreak. And again, 8.7% of the non-categorical dollars were spent on compared this to 18-point-some percent for the case of for the outbreak of measles. I can tell you that if I was now, I told you I have a little bit of information about 2011. If I was to count all the 57 cases, then it would come down to $1,720 per case of measles. That is outside of our abstract, but it's a current information that we have. So factors that affect the cost, effectiveness of interventions available to us, how many hours we spend on tracking contacts, perceived disease importance. I think this is something that we had a lot of traction. We gained a lot of traction with measles in our community. We don't seem to gain that much traction for pertussis, I think. It's just, you know, think about California and their large outbreak they had. I don't know what their cost was, but obviously the pertussis is becoming ubiquitous, I think, in our communities a little bit more. And it's becoming, I think, very difficult. It will be a burden on our budgets even more in the future. We do have certain school vaccination exemption rates, the homeschooled ones, and during the case of measles, and the vaccination exemption rates in the cases of pertussis played a role, and outside agency assistance did affect the cost, as I was discussing, that involvement from the state and region was much more robust during the measles case, measles outbreak, and much less robust for pertussis. So what have we learned here? That measles is truly more expensive than pertussis. $5,239 versus $1,622. And if I was to count total dollars, it's approximately 5 or 6 times more expensive to have measles outbreak. Therefore, we all hope to have outbreaks of pertussis, true? No. Measles cost was shared with outside agencies much more than the pertussis cost. We get much less assistance. We are not the only county that struggles with pertussis, and that's why I think there is competition for those services. We also are much more rural jurisdiction, and we have a reputation in the state for a very robust response to outbreaks because we get so many of them, and therefore they say, well, they'll handle that. Now, somebody else may have had these happen. I think we were fortunate at the time to employ this many individuals and qualified individuals. I think if measles struck in 2012, we would be much more challenged, I think, to be able to respond the way we did. And the other couple of points, pertussis cost burden was borne by local health jurisdiction more than the measles. And talking about the bottom line and the impact it has on our budgets, you know, 4.9% in terms of cash versus 2.4% for measles versus pertussis respectively, and I already discussed the flexible non-categorical dollars, much more money spent from the flexible dollars on the outbreak of measles than about twice as much in the outbreak of pertussis. There are some limitations to this. Obviously, we are not able to count probably some of the individual practices and clinics that didn't report to us. We are comparing two incomparable diseases and different interventions, but I think it's for the sake of discussion and finance, I think it's important to realize that those are probably the two most common outbreaks, or more common outbreaks we'll see that we'll have to do something about in terms of vaccine-preventable diseases. And then our jurisdiction may not be representative of yours, and we are not even representative of any jurisdiction in our state, so that might be a, a true limitation for this presentation. So thank you for your time. I'm acknowledging these individuals that have assisted with preparation of this presentation, and thank you for your time.